Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News in Richland Center, I'm Todd Coppernall. 73 degrees right now under sunny skies, headed to a high of 90 today. Humidity out there sitting at 95%, another hot, humid day. In the news, Boaz Fun Days is this weekend, July 17th through the 19th at the Boaz Community Park. Friday, the fish fry, the Lions fish fry, begins at 4:30 p.m. At 6 o'clock, the American Mini Pullers and ATV Club. 7 p.m., the softball tournament begins, and at 9 o'clock, music by Donnie Rasek. Saturday, from 7 to 9 a.m., the Lions Pancake Breakfast. Softball tournament begins at 8, antique and farm pull at 10 o'clock. Noon sign-up for the cornhole tournament, which begins at 1 o'clock. At 6 p.m., Southwest Pullers, and at 9:30, fireworks. And on Sunday, softball tournament at 9, and at 11, both the Mill Creek Saddle Club and the kickoff of the chicken barbecue. They'll have face painting, a bounce house for the kids, 50-50 raffles, and ice cream available from Utter Brothers. Please, no carry-ins at Boaz Fun Days, July 17th through the 19th at Boaz Community Park. The Southwest Homeless Coalition, a member of the Wisconsin Coalition of State, is participating in Wisconsin's statewide overnight homeless street count July 22nd and 23rd. July 22nd and July 23rd, volunteers will be out in our community looking for individuals or families who are homeless. Volunteers will be providing outreach to individuals who are homeless and will offer resources. If you are interested in volunteering in Richland County, contact Roxanne at the ADRC at 608-647-4616. For homeless support, you may also call 608-732-7310. In Richland Center, Cole Muth is facing significant health challenges. In response, an informational meeting will be held at the Center Cinema at 2 p.m. Thursday, July 16th, to discuss future fundraising efforts to support Cole and his family. Again, Center Cinema, 2 p.m. Thursday, July 16th, informational brainstorming meeting for fundraising efforts for Cole Muth and his family. The annual flag retirement ceremony sponsored by Chapter 7 Vietnam Veterans will not take place today and is rescheduled to Wednesday, August 19th at 5 p.m. due to extensive bridge repair near 32742 Cold Spring Drive in Lone Rock. The rescheduled date was decided on in the interest of safety for the motoring public. Senator Sarah Kieski has received official notice of her appointment as a member of the Joint Legislative Council Study Committee on the Use of Artificial Intelligence. The committee's work will focus on the application of AI technology within the healthcare sector. Members are tasked with studying the use of AI in interactions between patients and providers, patients and insurers or Medicaid programs, and providers and insurers or Medicaid programs. The committee consists of 16 members, including 12 professionals with experience in healthcare or artificial intelligence, and 4 state legislators. Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara will serve as chair. Representative Adam Nealon will serve as vice chair. Representative Mike Baer is a committee member alongside Senator Kieski. In response to the appointment, Senator Kieski highlighted the rising importance of artificial intelligence in daily life. She emphasized that safety, accuracy, efficiency, and reliability remain paramount in healthcare. Expressing her honor at serving on the committee, Senator Kieski noted the opportunity to thoroughly examine how artificial intelligence affects patients, providers, and insurance programs in Wisconsin. She looks forward to these meetings as a chance to discuss timely issues and potentially develop legislation to establish standards for AI use in healthcare. Yesterday, I was able to speak with Ann Chapman, Research Director for the Wisconsin Association of School Business Officials, regarding the February 2026 lawsuit Wisconsin PTA et al. V. Wisconsin Assembly filed in Eau Claire County Circuit Court, which challenges the constitutionality of Wisconsin's K-12 school finance system. The plaintiffs, including the Wisconsin PTA, several school districts, and education advocates, argue that the state is failing its constitutional mandate to provide free public schools with a uniform character of instruction. They assert that every student holds a fundamental right to an equal opportunity for a sound basic education, a right they claim is currently violated due to an inadequate funding model. The challenge is driven by several systemic issues. State aid as a percentage of expenditures has declined, while inflation-adjusted per pupil spending has stagnated. The original 1990s finance policy, which balanced spending limits, property tax control, and revenue increases, has effectively collapsed, leaving districts with rigid revenue limits that do not keep pace with economic realities. Furthermore, while overall student enrollment is declining, there's a growing population of students with higher needs, including those with disabilities or from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. Because state reimbursement for mandated services is minimal, districts are forced to divert funds from general education. This fiscal pressure creates deep inequities, as districts are increasingly forced to rely on local operating referendums. Property-wealthy areas succeed, while others face budget cuts, program eliminations, or even potential dissolution. Ultimately, the lawsuit does not ask the court to immediately redistribute funds or rewrite specific statutes. Instead, it seeks a declaration that the current finance system is constitutionally inadequate and requests that the court compel the legislature to design a new, sustainable framework. By framing this as a last resort after decades of legislative inaction, the plaintiffs hope to shift the focus from advocacy to a court-ordered reform process, ensuring that the state finally meets its constitutional obligations to all students. Read Ann Chapman's comprehensive article at WASBO, WASBO.com. According to the Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan tax policy nonprofit, Wisconsin's tax landscape for 2026 reflects a system that maintains competitive structures in specific areas while facing challenges that place it in the middle of the pack nationwide. Wisconsin ranks 21st overall on the 2026 State Tax Competitiveness Index. This ranking is bolstered by a heavy reliance on property taxes, which account for 30.6% of state and local tax revenue, followed by individual income taxes and general sales taxes. Per capita, the state collects $6,030 in taxes and carries $9,371 in debt. Wisconsin has a 106% funded ratio for pensions, which means the state has $1.06 in assets for every dollar of promised future pension benefits. This indicates the pension plan is fully funded with a surplus, meaning there is more than enough money on hand to pay out all current and future retiree benefits. Regionally, Wisconsin's competitive standing varies compared to neighboring states. The state ranks 21st, positioning it behind Michigan, which ranks 16th, and Iowa at 17th. These rankings demonstrate that while Wisconsin maintains a mid-tier position, it outperforms neighbors such as Illinois, which ranks 38th, and Minnesota, which holds the 44th position on the competitiveness index. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets now to help hospitals and transfusion centers stay prepared to help all patients. This week, area Red Cross blood drives will be held today from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center, and Friday from 8 o'clock to noon at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. Book a time to give blood or platelets now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins are welcome.